Okay, let's just, I left a lot of open ends. No. Just since we can put the whole thing together. Mishnah Shabbos. It's a Gemara in many, many places, but I'll just take an example of the Mishnah Shabbos. Shabbos, it says, Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol on Ruba Shabbos. I don't know at all the such a thing about Shabbos. Now, I grew up in some liberal university town where they don't believe in the Rabbanu Shlomo, they don't believe in Shabbos, they don't believe in anything. Okay. Lots of melachos harp. I did a lot of melachos. I've become a baal teshuva. How many chatos? So that means, as Mechal Shabbos, who knows how many thousands of times everything I did. Okay. And you bring one chatos. Why? A chatos is the pasuk that says, Vinela mimeno. You bring a chatos for ha'alom. And there's one piece of ignorance he had, that there's such a thing called Shabbos in this world. That was his ignorance. So for all the Shabbosos and all the Malachos he does, bring Chatzasach. Hayodei Eki Shabbos. But this gentleman found out about Shabbos. Oh, it's a wonderful idea. He went to some seminar somewhere, saw something. Shabbos is wonderful. And what is Shabbos? There are a lot of things. You make Kiddush in Shabbos. You don't drive in Shabbos. All sorts of things. When no one ever told him that besides that, you don't cook on Shabbos, and you don't, Borer is also on Shabbos, and Meraket is also on Shabbos, and all these other things. I know today is Shabbos. But now this person knows today is Shabbos, and he knows there are a lot of things you don't do. Chayiv, I'll call Av Meloch. He's chayiv for every time. He's borer. He's ofer. He's marakeh. Okay. Why? Each one is a separate ha'alama. You're chayiv on ha'alamas. Now, if you take a look in the Rambam, Mina Mitzvahs, Shabbos is one mitzvah. Shabbos is one mitzvah, but there are many details of it. So there's Hotzah on Shabbos, there's Borer, Meraked, Ofer, Ma'am. Each one is a separate Isser within the overriding Isser of Shabbos. So I know the Shabbos, but no one ever explained to me that there's something called Borer. Or I grew up in a place where there's always an Erev. I never knew there's an issue of going from Shasayoch to Shasarab. Shasayoch to Shasarab and Borer, separate Averis under one Losase. What's the Losase? Losase Komalocha. Yeah. But it all subdivides because these are different ways of being over on the Yisr of Osaf Kamalach. That's one way of looking at it. You take a look in Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, as the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says, what? That Shabbos is 39 Losases. 39 Losases. Okay. Wait a second. Shochech Iki Shabbos. I don't know about Shabbos in general. So, what's Tosfos to do with this Mishnah? Very simple. Yechayv on a halom. So, according to the Rambam, yeah, there's one Avera, subdivides itself into 39 sub-Averas. And I know 25 malachas and 14 malachas I don't know. So I have 14 halomas. I know this is also, this is also, this is also, but in my Baal Tshuva course and Eish HaTorah, they didn't teach me about 14 other malachas. Okay. So, yeah, I have 14 halomas. That means one isur subdividing into 39 sub-isurim. The basic halacha is a halama, but then, even though I know today is Shabbos, I don't look at, well, these 14 are one big thing. I skipped those days. I had a flu that week, and I didn't learn about these 14 malachas. Okay, I had a flu that week, didn't learn about those 14 malachas. So how many? No, but there are 14 sub-isurim, 14 separate halamas. Halomos are defined by Isurim. Okay. Now, the Ramban jumps on the Rimigash about Gufa Mochot. It's only according to Montana, etc. Wait one second. Let's just try to understand Gufa Mochot a little better. There's a Mishnah in Increases that tesvav amar aleph. Let's say I knew a situation when I was growing up. So Goyish family knew about that Jewish families like to who don't have children want to adopt children. So they had a parnasa. They needed a car, they'd have a baby, give it up to a Jewish family to adopt. They need to extend their porch. They give, okay. That was their parnasa. Making babies, giving them to Jewish families to adopt. People don't understand. A lot of real life situations here. Okay. Let's say you had the following situation. Yeah, this family had 6 children. If it's a Goyish family, if it's a Gay, it's a Jewish family that had such a Mishigas. Okay? One son and 5 daughters, and they gave them up to different families and for adoption. And this male and these 5 females never realized that they're brother and sister. Crazy world thing, a lot of things happen. Okay. So then, boah, achos, you have beer with your sister, you chayav chatas. So this man, he developed a lot of familiarity with these 5 women. They didn't realize why they had a lot in common. They had 5 sisters. He's mezana with 5 sisters, without realizing they're sisters. There's one halama. What's halama? He doesn't realize who his parents were. If he realized they all had the same parents, There's one halama. But says the Mishnah, they're gufu muchlokin. They're separate human beings. Each achos is a separate oser. When you talk about human beings, less mandapoli. Each one is a separate oser. She's a separate sister. Gufu muchlokin. Let's see. Let's read. See, I had hoped some people would take a little initiative. Whenever I came to a new Indian, just to familiarize myself with the terrain, that's back many years ago, when I was your age, I'd open up a Rambam. I'd just begin reading. Very well organized, very put together all the facts. And not everyone agrees with them, but at least you have a picture of what the terrain is like. Very good thing. Let's learn Hilchos Shgagos a little bit. Okay. Now, Ha'otza Perek Dal. I'll read just to describe what the terrain is about a Chiyav Chatos. Ha'otza Averos Harbe Behelem Echod Chayav Chatos HaKolachas V'Yachas. You do a lot of different averis. There are 43 things for which you can be chayev kores, chayev achatzis. Let's say you did all 43 different averas. Okay, so you chayev 43 chatoros. V'chein, that means I have 43 different maisim, which I have over all the chiyuvei chatos that exist in the Torah. V'chein im also maise achot, I did one maise, shu chaya lo v'shum shemus harbe, many shemus. That is, no, keitza. I have this behemoth called Shemaya. I was markish this behemoth for an ola. And I decided, no, I'm shechting into Avodah Zorah on Shabbos. So I did three averos. I shechted kochim b'chutz, I shechted Avodah Zorah, and I shechted on Shabbos. With one shechit. So what is it? You have three chatos. Okay. Then Rambam gives all sorts of advantages. Okay. That is Perek Daled. There are 43 averus. I do them all. Okay. Sometimes even in one maaser. Okay. Perek He. Habo al erva achaz v'yot harbe behelem echa. There's one woman. I married her. I don't realize it's my sister. Okay. How many halamas are there? One halama. What's the one halama? I don't know. She's my sister. Okay. Habo alva erva bios harpe vela melcha. Okay. Habo arayas harpe vela melcha. But many different arayas. Ava bishakula mishem echad. They're all, I don't know there's such an issue as sisters. I don't know there's such an issue as sisters. I live in a very open society. Today, you know, today everything is mutter. I live in a very open society. I don't realize it's a problem. Or I don't realize it's my sister. What'd you have? Ho will they? Shekula m'shem echa. Ho v'ein gufo muchlokim chayvo kol achas v'yachas. Keitza, I don't know there's an issue need in this world. And there are five different women I'm living with. Each one is a need. Or five different sisters. Chayiv al kol gufo guf. There's no, and that's the Mishnah that says vav amar. What does that mean? That means there is a concept of gufa mochok. Even though normally a chayiv on each ha'avama and a chanami, within one guf, I'm chayiv on a ha'avama. But if they're gufa harbe, that's mechalek it, and each ha'avama becomes a separate ha'avama. I don't know this is Shabbos in this world. Anything I do is one ha'avama. But when I get to different human beings, I don't know there's a need in this world. And I'm living on a college campus, I don't know there's any problem at all. And I'm living with five different women. We have a co-ed dormitory. Five different ha'alamas. Gufan and machalik the ha'alamas. That's aloha. On this, there's no discussion between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua. Where do they have a discussion? The Rambam begins, Perek Vav. Din shigigos ha-macholos, ke din shigigos ha-be'ilos. The fikach ha-mochol ha-chilos ha-be mishem yachod. The normal, regular Jew out there who keeps kashrus doesn't understand that this is a chelim in this world. Or doesn't know this chelim. Even if it's Shem, we don't. What's the difference of Guch and Machalk and Tamchuyim Machalk? Very simple. Comes Pesach. And there's a piece of cake here and a pizza. Do we say that divides the Maisa Achila into different Maisa Achilas? I'm eating cake and I'm eating pizza. And then I sit down to plate of spaghetti. Why? Because I'm eating, it's different Maisa Achilas. Does that divide the Maisa Achilas into different Maisa Achilas and may the Halamos into different Halamos or not? I wake up in the morning, I forgot that it's Pesach. I didn't know it's Pesach. Whatever reason. I sit down to a piece of cake, down a plate of spaghetti. Ooh, it's Pesach. No. It's one hour long. Pesach. We don't say the Maisa Achilas is separate Maisa Achilas. And it's all one big yisur of Pesach. They're different tamchuyim, they're different gufim, nothing. Why? Says Rashi, it says the Rambam. Shayidios machalkos hashgogos, because halomas. Even though they're shnei tamchuyim, avo pishe hefsik b'neim, or elum estarvim maybe chatosh, shen antunim chuyim machalkim. Vahu, shayisha b'neim, yes, mechte, achila sholos beitzik, or shabiyarno. And that means if I have a chatzi zayas of cake and a chatzi zayas of spaghetti, within a kdei achilas pas, it's all one. Ochal nosem achamesh zvochim. Now he gets to the Mishnah on tezayin amid beis. Kezayas be called zevach behelem echon. Avo pisha ochon b'chamisha tanchoyim. That means each one, I have five animals that were shlomim. And they all became nosa. They all became nosa. Each one became nosa separately. There's this shlomim, there's this shlomim, this. Each one became nosa separately. Shekulam, shem echod heim. They are one shame. It's all one big iser of nosar. The fact that it's five animals are not machalik, it's all one big ha'aloma. The fact that one, I make lamb chops, and the other I make lamb stew, and the other I make hamburgers. No. The separate machilas, it's all one big ha'aloma. Okay. She'echod ha'ocha psa mizrochem rabim, or mizevach echod. Makes no difference if it's five korbanos or one korbanos. Now he's saying, I shecht five separate animals b'chutz. I have five animals that are kodesh, I don't realize they're kodesh. And I shecht them b'chutz. Shchut echutz. Helem echon en chayv el'chat asachat. L'ma zedome, what does this mean? To five different avodah zoras behelam echod. Different avodah zoras, different korbanos, nothing is machalik. What's machalik? There is a concept of gufa machalik, but only a human being becomes a separate oser. If I have five steaks of five different animals, it's all one big achilah. And one is lamb chops, and one is lamb stew, and one is hamburgers, and one is shawarma. I don't care. All objects are one object. It takes different human beings to be machale gufa mochalkim. There is a concept of gufa mochalkim. No. When is there a concept of gufa mochalkim? Different human beings are gufa mochalkim. And in me'ilah, what does Rabbi Kiva say? Me'ilah is also gufa mochlokim. Why a separate chumrah of me'ilah that separates each of them into a separate ha'alama? Why good mahana kenana shlechad varveir, a separate chumrah of me'ilah? That means you need some reason to separate ha'alamas. Gufa mochlokim can do it, but only with human beings. Gufa mochlokim can do it in me'ilah. Now, what does the Rambam say about me'ilah?
That is Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabbi Yehoshua, together with Rabbi Akiva, that's Zion Omid Beis. So he says, "Where Perek Vav Halacha Vav." Oh no! Where is the Perekhas? Where is it? Perches halacha vav. Perches halacha vav. Where is this halacha of Me'ila? Zayin halacha ches. Wait a second. No, Ches Halacha Vav. Kol Dov Shechayim Avodav Chata Sachas Odesh Loshen Tov. Ochel Chela V'dam V'Nosa Pigu V'Elam Ochel Chayav Arba Chatoz. No. Where is it? Wait 1 second, Rabosai. Everyone was telling me where it was the other day. Wait a second. My memory's failing me. I'm an old Jew. What? Perches halacha tes. What? Tes. Okay, tes. Tes. Ha'ocha midova shemualim bo b'chamisha tamchuyim b'helem echod. Af yish mizevach echod. Yesh b'chol achila v'achila shav apruta chayva kol echod v'echod shatuyim b'chalim b'meila. V'arehen k'minim harbe. Tamchuyim b'machalek, just like gufim b'machalek. P'yishem b'chalkim b'chayve kriyus. There's nowhere else of tamchuyim b'chalek. Chumra yaseir yesh b'mila. It's an epic chumra. Why? Shari osa b'ma'ana kenana. Okay, there's ma'maruba shechos shlichuso. As long as we have all these other chumras b'mila, we have this too. Tam choyim machalka. So what is the Rambam telling us? Rambam telling us as follows. When am I machalik the achila to different achilas? So that I bring separate korbanos. When I'm machalik the aveira to different aveiras, when I bring separate korbanos, if it's separate human beings, gufa machalkim. Obviously, separate human beings, no makom for tamchoyim to be machalik. The fact that me'ila has separate, the separate ma'isa achilas divide itself into separate ma'isa achilas. Tamchuyim is a separate chumra of me'ila. Now, that is true. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to extend it and say, no, we see that if I have tamchuyim machalkim, or maybe gufa machalkim, it should make it separate achilas to other korbanas. Gufa machalkim means five korbanas. Tamchuyim machalkim. That's what Rabbi Akiva answered. No, separate mila. Did everyone agree with Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua accepted it, didn't accept it. We paskin that way, you don't paskin that way. Big machlokas tanoi. But the idea that separate achilas can be machayev separate karbonas, or that separate gufim can be separated into separate ha'alamos, that we find in Arayas when it's separate human beings, and we find it in Tamchuyim with a separate chumro me'ilah. That's different maisa achilas divine. When I separate into one big maisa achilah, when I don't separate into one big maisa achilah, that's a whole, depending on different halachas, how I do it, when I do it, when I do it. Okay. With this in mind, let's get to our sugya. We have Gzeras HaKosav, La'achas Me'ela. V'hoya Ki'yashem La'achas Me'ela. We have a Torah's Kohanim. We have a Gemara, a Mishnah. I say Paschitim, I say Pasa'orim, Pas Kusmin. I could have said Pas Chitim Kusmin Osorim. What did I say? I say Pas Chitim Pas Orim Pas Kusmin. So comes along the Torah's Kohanim here. Wait, let me just see where it is on my desk. Here it is. How do I know I'm chayiv in each individual case? And here the Torah's Kohanim is not telling you what each individual case means. Tamid loma la'achas, l'chayiv o'kol achas v'achas. And it goes through different types of, different chatos. Yocho, okay. Shuas bitoy. Maybe I won't chayiv l'achas v'achas. No. La'achas, in Shua's Bitu, it says it's la'achas. Keitzah. Shua shalo ochal paschitim pasorum paskusmin. The ochal, minayin shu chayiv. How do I know I'm chayiv? You know how I know? Well, if I took the Gemara, like a lot of people like to read Gemara very simple-mindedly, assuming Ravina and Ravashi were very simple-minded people. They weren't. The Gemara says, Pas Chitim, Pas Kusmin, Pas Orim. He should have said, Pas Chitim, Kusmin, Pas Orim. But he did say that Pas Chitim. And since he should have, could have said, and should have said, or would have said, therefore we conclude he meant three different shuas. Wait a second. Ask the man. What did he mean? I don't know what I meant. I just said, I don't eat these three things. I said it this way. He should have said, wouldn't he should have said, it's a mitzvah to say it that way. He should have said it. He said it the way he said it, and then he took a shvuah the way he wanted to take a shvuah. Oh. So what is it? The Sebek Zerasakos has said, since he could have said it one way, and he specified three things in three different ways, so we interpret it to mean this way. You could have said it this way, but you did say it this way. It comes along, you need a separate Gzeras HaKosev to separate it into three. Now, what does this Gzeras HaKosev tell me? Shua shalo eshta, yayin shemru dvash. That's a Gemara later on. I won't eat yayin shemru dvash. I'm chayiv three times. Why? Because I separated three separate things. So if I say I won't eat these types of liquids that are in front of me, oh, it's one thing. Okay. So there's a Gzeras HaKosev, Rashi says, that separates it into separate shvuos. Since it's three separate shvuos, three separate isurim, they're not Matsurah, says Rashi. Okay, that's what Rashi says. But I need Xerus HaKosef to tell it to me. It's not we are interpreting what's happening in his mind. Ask the person. The person says, I don't know what was in my mind. I just said, I'm not going to eat it. And if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it doesn't say, well, if the person is a Magid Shir, said Shir and Shavuos 10 times in his life, and he understands these halachas, it's this way. But if he's some guy off the street who never thought about it in his life, it's this way. No. If we're going to try to figure out what's happening in his mind, depends on what he is, what he knows. He wrote a whole Sefer in Torah's Kanim, so he knows something else. No. It doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. Why not? Because that's not what the halacha is. The halacha is that I could have said it A, and I did it this way, and I specified three different ways in a way. That I didn't have to. So according to Rashi, we separate his shvuah into different things. But wait a second. Let's be very careful with Rashi. And here the Rashi was going to... This is the summary of everything that we've been talking about. If so, wait a second. What did the Gemara here say? Shua Mishneim. Comes along Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Pinchas changed the whole Ukimta. It's not Shua Mishneim. Shua Mizu Umizu. I identified it separate things. So just like if I said Paschitim, Pasorim, Paskusman. If I say Mishneim, these two things, and I did not identify specific individual subcategories, no. But the moment I identified separate subcategories, each one is a separate shvuah. So Rashi changes the Ukimta. So let's take a look very carefully in Rashi. That's what Rashi does, separate shvuos. And here comes along the Rimi Gash and is going to say differently. Rashi says like this. Mizu Mizu. He says, and then, what about Me'ila? Tzirfas Me'ila's Mamaruba. What does he mean? So the Rashi explains what Rashi means. Goes like this. Normally, if I'm eating chalev and chalev, I need a tziruv to make it one maisa achila. Otherwise, I don't take a chatzi zayas and chatzi zayas. What does that mean? I need something to matzaref them. Comes along the halach of tziruv milas mama Reuben says, me'il is automatically, but doesn't need any tziruv. It's automatically one tziruv. Reb Chaim can say it because of Geneva. But that's an extra step. I don't need that step. The Rashba never tells us that step. Rashba says a very simple thing. Me'ila is different. It's automatically Matsuraf. Now, comes along, everyone jumps on Rashi. He says, wait 1 second, says the Rashba. You're jumping on Rashi. And we'll see why they jump on Rashi and the difference. Unjustifiably. All Rashi says is that there is a total, it's one maisa achila automatically, and I don't need kedei achilas pras. Now, let's say it's five tamchuyim, but wait a second, we're not talking about five tamchuyim. I'm talking about the things right in front of me, and I say, what do I say? I take a neder unto einim, and I take a neder on anovim. So maybe that's one thing. Tamchuyim mechalkim. But Rashi doesn't say, Mizu and Mizu. Konim Kikazelai, Konim Kikazelai. It's all Rashi's talking about. Konim Kikazelai. I have no reason to be Mechalik. There's another halacha out there that there are times in Me'ila I am Mechalik. Gufu Mechalikim, according to certain Tanoim, or turning to Me'ila, every time Gufu Mechalikim, Tamchoy Mechalikim, yeah. But that's the reason later on to be mechalik. But all Rashi's telling us, says the Rashba, is a very simple statement. That where in all other achilas I need a tzirif of zman, all achilas of me'ila, one big achila. Zehu. That's the halacha of me'ila. That's all Rashi's telling us. There's another halacha that sometimes, for certain reasons, I may be machalik. Okay. Now, comes along the Rimigash from a different angle entirely. Totally different angle. The Rimigash is of the opinion that there's Chalosi Surim in Shvua. A lot of Rishonim disagree with him. Rimigash and his Talmud, the Rambam, assume that. So he comes and says, wait a second. I have a gzeras hakos of achas mehena. What does this gzeras hakos of achas mehena tell me? It splits pas kis, pas chitim, pas kusmin, pas sorim apart. He says, wait one second. What did we learn in Hilchus, in Krisis, in Hilchus Chatos, that Helem Echod is not so simple, Helem Echod. If I have five human beings, it splits the Averis into five Averis, and Gufo Mechlokin says each Halom is a separate Halom. It comes from the same ultimate source. I don't know who my parents are. I don't care. If every individual human being is a separate oser and separate. Now, and what do we say about achilas? All food is one big thing. Five carbonas and five at all. Except in a certain case where I have a separate halacha of a separate chumra of me'ila, that says, no, we split it into five different achilas. But when I do split it into five different achilas for reason X, they're separate. Wait a second. So then I have to begin thinking of what is this Xeris HaKos of Achas Mehena all about? Without Xeris HaKos, I wouldn't split it into different maisa achilas. No. In food, you don't split it. But now I have a gzeras hakosev. That gzeras hakosev can be interpreted in different ways. In Noser, I don't have a separate gzeras hakosev. Me'ila, I do have a separate halacha called the chumro me'ila. Wherever we know this from, the Gemara doesn't say, there is such a halacha, it could be the gzeras hakosev by me'ila. And the Gemara and Rabbi Kiva just said you can't extend Me'ila elsewhere. But Me'ila, we know, separate Achilas, even the degree of Tamchuyim, separate Maisa Achilas, separate Korbanos. Okay. We know that. So there's no problem of saying I have a separate Xeris HaKos of Achas Mehena to tell me the same thing in terms of Shvua. In the case of Noser, is one Tana and a Chanami in the case of Noser. But what if, so the Ramban jumps on the Rimigash. What are you talking about? You compared it to five Noser from five Korbanos. The Rimigash says you missed the point. You missed the point. There's a svara, this mandama says. Why? He wants to compare it to Mila. We don't accept that comparison. But there's an idea that he's using that now I have a separate Xeris HaKosev to justify. He didn't have a separate Xeris HaKosev by Nosa to justify it. But I have a separate Xeris HaKosev. So therefore, what is he looking at? Separate Maisa Achilas, because I have a Xeris HaKosev to justify it. Why? Because I've identified these three things as Gufa Mukhwakim, and the Gzeras HaKosov says, once I've identified them as Gufa Mukhwakim, this Gzeras HaKosov says, even though normally in Achilas there's no Gufa Mukhwakim, here in Shvua there is, because I have Gzeras HaKosov to justify it. That's where the Rimigash is coming from. Let's take a look how his Talmud, the Rambam, quotes it, Perek Dalet. Hilchos Shvuos, Halacha Ches. Dalet Shvuos. Hoya chaveiru masarev bo, leacho etzlo. Quotes the Gemara later on, Chav Gimel Amid Beis. V'yomelo, bo shtei mi yayin u'cholav v'dvash. V'yomelo, shuva sheni shos yayin u'cholav v'dvash. V'shos amein chayvo kolecha v'yachad b'fnei atzim. Shohoyu lo loma, he should have said, what do you mean he should have said? There's a mitzvah in the Torah, how to say it? I should have said. There's no mitzvah in the Torah telling me what to say. It means I could have said. Shuva sheni shos u'cholav, I don't want to drink anything. Oh, ma'asho, I'm not going to drink what you said. Since I said the words Yayin Cholav Advash, Gila Daito Shechiv Atzvo B'Shua Al, he mechayiv himself in Shua Al Kol Min Umin B'Fnei Atzvo. Each min is a separate Ma'isachila. Where is he coming from? Straight off his Rebbe, the Rimigash. Each min is a separate Achila. Doesn't say it's a separate Shua. Lefikoch Emitzta, and because each one is a separate Yisr. And he's going to spell that out. Zem zen chayv at sheyochel kashir miminechot. I have to have a full of each one. Hol vehein chalukim lechatos. Who brought in chatos here? That's Gzeras HaKosev. Achas meheino. Achas meheino says these are three separate things. It is like cooking on Shabbos, doing borer on Shabbos, and lighting a fire on Shabbos. Three separate yisurim under one big yisur. Each one is its own separate yisur. It's a separate yisur. And he says it. Harehen, therefore, since it's separate yisurim, harehen, and he's quoting here his Rebbe again, kechele v'dam. Separate yisurim. I identify them as separate yisurim. That's what Gufa Mechokam is. Five sisters are five separate yisurim. Five human beings have automatically five separate yisurim. Food is all one big yisur, unless the Rambam tells you. Why am I saying food here is different? I'll tell you. I'm telling you what's the pshat in lachas me'eino. Yayin cholav advash. I could have said it, but I didn't. So I identified separate things. Pas chiktim, pas sorim, pas kosmin. I could have done it separately, but I identified them all as one. Now, you take a look in the Rashba. Take a look in the Rashba. Yes. So let us take a look inside the room. Very good question, Rabbi Dembowski. Where's my... I have my Gzeras HaKosov. Let's read the Rimigash. Kol kaven the gufa mukhlakam and khalukam osam khatos shim al gazayes tain vkhaz khaz ay nov im behelam akhon mkhayb shtay khatos lo dom lo khayle ve khayle khayle ve khayle shim akhore ve gufa akhore mishum akh ki akh gazayes khayle khatos Tainav and Nova made Av Bish Shem Yachod Hiram Shavishne Bishua Achos Kolon, Nasu Shem Yisrael came in the Gufa Mukhakim, it separates into separate Avavit. Okay. Vehain Jukum Lachatos Shavach Lomit Staffi. Avo Shtek Honomos. Shein Shom Chiev Chatos Klau. So I don't have a Gzeres HaKosov because there's no Chiev Chatos. The Gzeres HaKosov is only within Chiev Chatos. Ela Malkus Bovad. Shemes Chayab Amaz. And Shem Derechal. There's nothing to... I don't have a basis to Mechalek. because I don't have there's no chatos, and therefore the whole. You see, if you take a look carefully in the Torah's Kohanim, which I hope someone should have done, if anyone had any slight initiative, you should have looked it up. It applies it not only to Shavuos Bito, it applies a discussion of Shavuos, to Eidos and Shavuos, all bunch of different chatos it applies it to. It's a halacha general in chatos. But that it's limited exactly there. It doesn't extend. So it's limited. Where it's not there, it's not there. That's why Mishum Shachluk and Chatos. He doesn't quote the Xeris HaKos, but wait a second, where's he coming from? From Chluk and Chatos. Where does Chluk and Chatos come from? From a Torah's corner that separates everything. The Rama said, Mishum Shachluk and Chatos. Where's he coming from? From Xeris HaKos that separates everything. And when you don't have the Xeris HaKos, you don't have the Xeris HaKos. Let's finish. I need, automatically, food is all one. People are separate. Me'ila is separate. I need a reason to separate. And where there is no reason, it's all one big thing. It's all one big pot. So, the Ramban has to do two things. Ramban tells, he says, first of all, I don't like that he brings in Nosa. Okay. Then the Ramban comes up with his whole other mahalach. Ramban's mahalach is a simple mahalach. I don't believe in this whole separate Yisurim because it's all one big Yisur Sheker. From where I'm coming from, the whole thing doesn't get started. I have to split it into separate Shavuos, like Rashi does. Then, Chluk and L'chatos, he said, listen, it's all one big Ben HaKabayis. The whole thing is one big Ben HaKabayis. There's nothing to talk about. That's where the Ramban. The Rashba, if you take a look on the Rashba is very subtle. But I just try to explain to you the ideas behind how where each one is coming from in understanding the sugya. Now, take a look on the Rashba. First, he explains Rashi. He doesn't like the super attack on Rashi. And he says, Rashi just says that there are different ways of being mechalek achilas. The normal way being mechalek achilas, all it doesn't apply to mila. Mila, everything is one big achila. It's automatic tziruf. Unless I have a reason to separate. When I don't have a reason to separate, it's all one big achila. Number one. He says, Zeh. And that's all. And that's all Rashi means. Okay. But then there's something he doesn't like in Rashi. And it's going to be a major role. I chaz it over again. I mentioned it before. It says, Rashi changes the Yukimta to the Gemara. The Gemara had said, what's the Yukimta? That achila mishteyim or laikonam, he says, and Rashi says, Reb Pinchas changes the yukim to achila mizu mizu. Says, I don't like that. The Gemara is not going to change the yukim to without telling me it's changing the yukim to. Zu ain't a Torah. That's not the way to write a shas if you can write in shas. And Ravina Ravashi would have done something like that. There's no change in the Kimba. First of all, he doesn't like that step in Rashi. And this is going to play a major role in his whole Havana. Okay. He says, Yesh la'ayim mashakos of Haravzal. One thing should come clear from everything, that all Rishonim, when they got started, had a hachnor gedola to Rashi. Okay. Many years ago, there was a bacher I wanted to throw out of yeshiva. I decided not to. I made a mistake. He came in to complain to me that all the mashgiach shmuzin are no good, and 50% of mine are no good. Why? Mashgiach, I don't know, I don't listen to all the shmuzin, but I said, so why is this? I just don't understand where crazy people come from. He says, the Mashgiach's all of his shmuzim based on Rashi and Chumash. And 50% of mine are, the others are on the Ramban. Everyone knows that Rashi was a second-class parish. Okay. Just see the hachnoah all these people had to Rashi. Okay. Ela sheyesh la'ayin over Mashgiach because of a Rabzal. Rashi changes the account. He says, Mizu, Mizu. No, he changed the Yukimta. He says, again, Hexosmukan, Halosha. Without Zu and a Torah, that's not a way to, you don't do this. That's what he said. So here, he says, he gets into an issue exactly what is being said. So let's take a look in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Now I want to zero in and defining exactly what the Rashba says, selecting different pieces and show you how it fits into one big picture in the Rashba. Two separate nadar. Yehachi amai mitzdarfos. Why they mitzdarif? So souls, they're two separate nadarim. Each one has a separate shia. That's certainly what the Gemara thought at this point. No. So the Gemara says no. The ama achilim ishteim olai konim. I say these two things are awesome. Goes the guy b'shvus. The ama shvus shalo olcha mishneim. Amai mitzdarif. I won't eat from these two things. It's one shvu. Why not mitzdarif? Then comes in Rapinchas. You take a look in the Rambam Hilchos Nadarim. The Rambam Hilchos Nadarim says, very simple. Perek Aleph Hilchos Nadarim. Halacha Vav. Otzar al atzma achilim en atein va achilim en anovim. Bemi nederecha, bemi shneit harei lo mitzdarf. So the Rambam says, but it's against the Gemara. Comes along the Kesem Mishnah, the Radvaz, and the Lechem Mishnah, and everyone says, wait a second. The Rambam learned that Rav Pinchas changed the Yukimta. Changed the Yukimta. Yeah. Who else learned that Rav Pinchas changed the Yukimta? Rashi. Who learned that, and the Ravid is just like the Rashi. You can't say that the Yukimta has changed without the Gemara telling you the Yukimta has changed. Let's see the Ravid. Amar Avram, HaGemara, Lo Amar came. Gemara didn't say it. The Akshin and Iyach, Amar Achilim Yizua Laikon, Achilim Yizua Laikon, Zalocha, Lokono Os Hamay Mestarf, Lokmu Du Amar Achilim Yishtem, Laikon, where's it coming from? That means Rishonim basically split on one basic thing. The Yukimta was changed or the Yukimta wasn't changed. So according to Rav Pinchas, the Yukimta was changed. And even to Konamis and Amitzar, says the Ramban, why? Why? Because it's all one big basket of Berek HaBayis. It's all one big basket of Berek HaBayis. Okay, but here the Rabbi doesn't like that. Similarly, the Rajba says that's not a way to write Shas if you get out to write Shas. Zuena Torah. You're not going to write Torah in a way that's going to confuse people. If it's going to change your Kimta, it's going to tell you it's changing your Kimta. So that means Rav Pinchas is talking within the same Ukimta. Right? If you're not changing the Ukimta, the Rabbi is going to have to say that. Right. So let's read what the Rashba says. Sheesh la'ayin yinot, ma'ashikoz of a Ravza. Mizu, mizu, mechalik, kom, paschit, and pasorim. Ho'ochel lo'ama, mizu, mizu. Ashlo'ochel mishne'elu. I won't eat. The Avi Shalo Ochal VeOchal Paschi. The Amir Ochal Namidav Gomer Shalochem Izum. V'Esha. So let's be very careful what he says, because this is going to follow us very much through everything that happens. Avdavka Bomer Loshen Zeh Kloma Shoma BaKonamo Sachil Mishtei Kikrus Eilu. These two separate pieces, these two rye breads. All I call them. V'chein b'shua shel ocham ishtei kikros eilu. He says, if I say from these two things, I don't have to say, I identify them as two. Rav Pinchas says, the moment you identify them as two, not, and you didn't say eilu, that's also included in the Gzeras HaKosev of Achas Me'eino. Rashi said, Mizu Umizu. I say, well, I'm not going there. And this is going to follow him, and he's going to come up with some very interesting conclusions based on this. I said two separate. I didn't say a. If I said elu, it's what's in front of me. It's all one big neder, all one big shua. But if I say shtei kikros elu, okay. But all a konim bosa ze upaze alai mitzarfem. But even if I, so whatever I say, but all a konim bosa ze upaze one neder. One neder, this pas and this meat, kavos gabeshua, it's not mitzar. If I identify them as separate, I have exeris akos of achas meyena. Yesh l'mayim moshe, kos b'konomis, shen l'chalukus l'ashomis, v'mandu yesh mila b'konomis. What do we do? V'harava Yosef ha-levi zal, pirshir, l'zud ishnei dvorem achalkim, gom pasu bosu otenim v'anovim. He says something very kosev harach. He says, what would be if I say shvu shelo ochal anovim uteinim? Not pas chitim pas or pas kusmin, anovim uteinim. It's machalik. Why? And the way he understands the Rimigash, Achas Mehena says that in the Achila of a Shvua, Gufa Machalkim. Okay. Mirza Shembli Neder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me the strength tomorrow to say the Vadim and the Shurim. With me, it depends day to day, but Mirza Shem. I'll try to rest up today. But we have to see carefully what he understood and then how he understands the whole sugya. You'll see basically what he's going to come and tell us, the Gzeras HaKosev of. I'll just tell you the conclusion before we see it inside. According to the Rashba, what the Gzeras HaKosev doesn't say Shtei Shvuas, doesn't say Shtei Gufen. Says they all become different Maisa Achilas, just like the Svara of Tamchuyim Machalkim. What's the Svara of Tamchuyim Machalkim? That if I sit down to a pizza and then I sit down to a plate of spaghetti, the two separate Achilas. I'm not talking, what's Machalik, it is the way I'm eating it differently. And that turns into two separate Achilas. Gufa Machalkim means the objects. Gufan, they're separate korbanos, separate human beings. But if I have one nosar, what is it? What is Gufan Machalkim in Achilas? Gufan Machalkim in Achilas would be that I have five svachim. Each korban is a separate yisr by itself because it became nosar by itself. Just like each sister is a separate sister. We say, no, all food is the same. There are, what separates it, are the objects separate into different Maisa Averis. Ma'ashen kein Tamchuyim Mechalkim says differently. The different types of achila divide into separate maisa achilas, and that separates into separate averis. A very different way of looking at it, Tamchuyim Mechalkim and Gufa Mechalkim. So comes along, Rashi says, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Ramban says also separate shvuas. They say no. They say the Gzeras HaKosef says there's a chilik either in the maisa achila or in the objects of achila. That's where all the different people are coming from in the sugya. We'll see that inside and see how it all comes from changing the ukimta that the Rashba says. Okay. Me'atz Hashem Blinetta, we'll fit it all into one very clear, straightforward picture. Me'atz Hashem tomorrow and Sunday, or Sunday and Monday. Hopefully the Baruch Hu will give me the koach to be here tomorrow. Blinetta.